Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on, I got in the room. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, recorded in the Psalm of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We want to welcome you to the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. We are a circle of friends. We're here under the teaching or the tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bunnage, a wonderful woman of God, and this is our hour of power of prayer. On Thursday, I believe it's the 25th day of March, this month will be out here in about 6 more days. Hallelujah to God, and another month has gone by. Time is moving by quickly. I'm Apostle Anthony Horsley. I'll be starting off with the facilitating, and we see what God has for us today in this hour of power of prayer. We thank God for your coming. Hallelujah to God. He has blessed us to be here. Glory to God in the highest. There's a move of God going on. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's an old song that came to mind just as I got on the broadcast. There's a war going on, and God's going to win. Hallelujah to God. There's a war going on. God's going to win. There's a war going on. God's going to win. There's a war going on. God's going to win. There's a war going on. God's going to win. God's going to win. God's going to win. There's a war going on. God's gonna win, there's a war going on. God's gonna win, there's a war, God's gonna win, there's a war going on. God's gonna win, why don't you rise, shine, give God the glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, we're soldiers of the cross. Why don't you rise, shine, give God the glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, we're soldiers of the cross. Oh, do you think I'll make a soldier? Do you think I'll make a soldier? Soldier, do you think that I'll make a soldier of the cross? Oh, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We're soldiers of the cross. Oh, every round goes one round higher. Every round goes higher and higher, higher. Every round goes higher and higher. We're soldiers of the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Bobo Satana Kayo Siga. Thank you, Satana Kayo Siga. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning in our right mind, able to praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God. So glad to be in the service, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. What shall we render unto you, God? For all of your mercy, O Lord God, for all of your benefits, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for this week of broadcasting here on prayer, praise, deliverance, ministry, O Lord God. How you just bless, O Lord God. We thank you for the word on yesterday, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that has transpired this week, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we want to just bind and break the powers of the adversary this morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for everybody who's pressing their way through, O Lord God, in this present time, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God, I thank you, O Lord God, for Lord God, during the pandemic, through what we're going through, O Lord God, you're still working miracles so great, O Lord God. There's just no one like you, O Lord God. No one like you nowhere, Lord God, in the name that's above every name, O Lord God, the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We understand that the sound at that name, O Lord God, every knee is bowed, O Lord God, every tongue is confessing, O Lord God, that you are Lord, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we used to sing the song, he has risen from the dead, and he's Lord. Every knee shall bow, Lord God, and every tongue, hey, bo shatana, confess, O Lord God. that you are Lord, O Lord God. As we're going through this Lent season, O Lord God, getting ready to go into the Passion Week, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless each and every one, Lord God. Hallelujah. Ubo Shata Nakayo, see, O Lord God. Individually, Lord God, and collectively, Lord God. Lord God, we need you, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We need thee. Every hour, we need thee, Lord God. We need thee, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we need you in a special way, Lord God. We need you in a special way to move, O Lord God. Oh, Shatan Akayo, see, God, things are just seem to be so chaotic right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, need strength, O Lord God. Need strength to stand, O Lord God, in this time, O Lord God. Need strength to endure at this time, O Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because you are faithful, God. You are holy, God. Hallelujah, God. You are righteous, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, it's just pressing times that the saints are going through right now, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we know, Lord, that you're not the author of confusion, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, O Lord God. We praise you, O Lord God, for a time to come before you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that come, O Lord God, to the prayer line this time of morning, O Lord God, and everyone that comes together, O Lord God, to join their hearts together in love, O Lord God, to worship you, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, and we praise you, O Lord God, because you're the Almighty God, and you're our Father, Lord God. You order these things that we're going through, O Lord God. We're going to meet the needs, O Lord God, so we're standing on your promises, O Lord God. The promise of God that never fail, O Lord God. Your promise lasts throughout eternity, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We say this morning, O Lord God, how great thou art, O Lord God. You are an awesome God. Hallelujah, God. Pass off and sing a song. My God is awesome. Awesome is mighty is he. We call you awesome, O Lord God. So we just thank you, God. We just praise you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the battle, O Lord God. It's an uphill battle, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the increase, O Lord God. We thank you for the people that are in crew, O Lord God, that's in queue, O Lord God, waiting, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus to worship you, waiting to give you the hallelujah, waiting to give you the amen, O Lord God, waiting to give their testimonies, O Lord God, waiting to give their prayer requests, O Lord God. Lord God, give us strength to stand, O Lord God. Give us strength, O Lord God, to stay on the wall, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We'll be just like Nehemiah, Lord God. We'll work, O Lord God, and we'll pray, O Lord God, with a weapon in one hand, O Lord God. Hallelujah to God. The sword of the Spirit, O Lord God, which is the word of God, O Lord God, to battle this adversary this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We're not ignorant, O Lord God, is the word I'm looking for. Concerning, hallelujah, God. Satan, the vice, O Lord God. God, we ask that you touch, O Lord God. Pastor Scholastic, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, O Lord God, that you touch Minister Juanita, Lord God, and lots of the saints that are on the line, O Lord God, that are going through, O Lord God. A lot of them are just standing in faith, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Standing on the word, O Lord God. Lord God, we need to strengthen us, O Lord God, as you strengthen your son, O Lord God, the son of God, O Lord God, when he was in the wilderness, O Lord God, being tempted by the adversary, O Lord God. We need that strength, O Lord God, to hold fast, O Lord God, to your unchanging hand, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you would move, O Lord God, this morning by your spirit, O Lord God, that you would move, O Lord God, by your power, Lord God. Lord God, it's a great heaviness in the earth, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. It's a great time, O Lord God, of sorrow, Lord God. It's a great time of bereavement, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you, Lord God, for all the babies that were born, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, hear things here and there, O Lord God, in the name, that's above every name, O Lord God. We ask, O Lord God, that you would come this morning, O Lord God. Show yourself strong, O Lord God, in a special way, Lord God, as we move through this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, it looks like we could see the weekend coming, oh Lord God. It seems like we could see the next hour coming, oh Lord God. But we need, oh Lord God, your strength, oh Lord God. We need you to fortify, oh Lord God. We need you to rebuke the adversary of the soul, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we ask that you would strengthen us, oh Lord God, with strength, the power of the inner man, oh Lord God, that we would be able to discern the height, the length, and the breadth, and to know the love of God this morning that surpasses all understanding, oh Lord God. We pray for wisdom, oh Lord God, in this hour, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, even though we're going through, Lord God, a time of pandemic, oh Lord God, we have people getting married, oh Lord God, we still have newlyweds, oh Lord God, we ask that you would bless marriages, oh Lord God, we ask, oh Lord God, that you would bless the newlyweds, oh Lord God, that you would bless those that have seasoned marriage, oh Lord God, that are going through the time, oh Lord God, it looks, oh Lord God, that the adversary is just attacking homes, oh Lord God, and families, oh Lord God. Lord God, we need a mighty move of God right now, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the scripture of the week, oh Lord God, is adamant, oh Lord God, is very relevant, oh Lord God, for this day and in this hour, Lord God, that blesses the nation who the Lord is their God, oh Lord God. So we come to worship you, God. We come to praise you, Lord God. We need a mighty move of God, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, as we approach, oh Lord God, we compassion, oh Lord God, as we approach into the resurrection time, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we need you, Lord God. God, we need you, Lord God. We need that you would touch our children, oh Lord God. Lord God, we need, oh Lord God, that you would put the hedge of protection around, oh Lord God, as you did for Job and his family, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we need you to strengthen us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, give us strength to stand, oh Lord God. Some are suffering with illnesses, oh Lord God, and the illness, oh Lord God, and the pain of the illness, oh Lord God, is moving, oh Lord God. God, we pray for Pastor Dobby, oh Lord God, who has to have that surgery coming up on the 5th of next month, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, and it's like an experimental surgery, oh Lord God, so we bring it to you, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, because Lord God, you're the God that worked miracles so great, oh Lord God. There's no one like you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, God, we hold up Brother Roger, oh Lord God, Pastor Darlene's a brother, Lord God, my son, oh Lord God, every other one, oh Lord God, we hold up our children, oh Lord God, that are young adults, every last one of them, oh Lord God, some of them are grown, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and the young adults, oh Lord God, the teenagers, oh Lord God, those that are at the school age, oh Lord God, those that are going to the Head Start, oh Lord God, or into the daycare center, God. Lord God, protect our children, oh Lord God. Lord God, it seems like it's an onslaught, oh Lord God, to exterminate, oh Lord God, your people, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, there's so many people, oh Lord God, yet fighting, oh Lord God, to come across the borders of these United States of America, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you look on that situation, oh Lord God. Lord God, the killing and the violence that's going on, oh Lord God. Lord God, hear bits and pieces of the news, oh Lord God, when I can, oh Lord God. And God, the president, Lord God, he needs strength, oh Lord God, to go through, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, work with what you have there, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless the vice president, Kamala Harris, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, he said, oh Lord God, that he wanted something done about the gun legislation, oh Lord God. He wants something to be done to slow this thing down with everybody just obtaining weapons, oh Lord God, and destroying innocent people's lives, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, and one rich McConnell had said, oh, Lord God, they didn't want to go back through it, oh, Lord God, because they don't want some things to change about it, oh, Lord God, but the balance is wrong, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we know that it's inevitable, oh, Lord God, that the end is coming, oh, Lord God. It's inevitable, Lord God, that you're going to make your soon return, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. But, Lord God, we are all stricken with grief, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We won't be able to be strong enough to stand, oh, Lord God. God, give us that garment of praise this morning, God, for the spirit of heaviness, oh Lord God. God, we need that you will work miracles, oh Lord God, supernatural miracles, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, to drive sickness and infirmities out of the body, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, that you will show us our ways, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. If anything hinders us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we'd be able to remove it, O Lord God. Lord God, sins of omission, commission, O Lord God, sins of iniquity, O Lord God, secret sins, O Lord God, closet sins, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for this young man, O Lord God, young adult, Lord God, Keyshawn, O Lord God, has been in the midst, O Lord God. Lord God, he wants to marry another man, O Lord God, family saved, O Lord God, in the church, O Lord God, and he knows of the Lord, O Lord God, and speak of you, Lord God, have maybe a zeal of God, O Lord God, but not according to knowledge, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, O Lord God, that his eyes of understand become enlightened, O Lord God, through the Holy Spirit of promise, O Lord God, that you would grant me time, O Lord God, to speak them one more time, O Lord God, before he makes that a mistake, dear Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. They figure that it's all right, O Lord God. But Lord God, it's not correct at any time to defy the laws of the living God, O Lord God. And you said, thou shalt not, O Lord God, in the foreshadow of the things to come, O Lord God, in the Old Testament, O Lord God, still stand fast on today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray that you deliver, O Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, from sexual impurity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we come to you, Lord God, in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, it's a number of years, O Lord God, that you have established it, O Lord God, and you have gave us this hand, O Lord God, through sickness and sin, O Lord God. Some have been lifelong prayer warriors, O Lord God, and have left the prayer line and gone straight on into glory, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we're praying, O Lord God, because we believe that you hear our prayer, O Lord God. As the psalmist says, O Lord God, of 10th or 2, our prayers, O Lord God. We're all over this United States and abroad, O Lord God. From the ends of the earth, O Lord God, we're crying unto you, Lord God. The heart is getting overwhelmed, O Lord God. Lead us, O Lord God, to that rock that is higher than I, O Lord God. Speak peace into the situation, O Lord God. Lord God, we have people that have dreams, O Lord God, and visions, O Lord God. We got young entrepreneurs coming up, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But Lord God, we ask that you touch, O Lord God, lawmakers, O Lord God, the greed of the people, O Lord God, that just love filthy lucre, Lord God. They're raising up the car insurance, O Lord God, before even the stimulus check come out, O Lord God. They didn't raise the price, O Lord God, of fuel, O Lord God, the price of the grocery, Lord God, the price of clothes that we need, O Lord God. Lord God, it seems like we're in an unfair situation, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we come in this hour of power, prayer, Lord God, as we come to worship you, Lord God, as we come to thank you, Lord God, being the God that you are, O Lord God, because you're the great I am, O Lord God. You are that you are, Lord God. You are Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. You are our provider, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. You're Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shaman, Jehovah Tiskanu, Lord God. You are God, O Lord God, that we're many hats, O Lord God. You are the creator of heaven and earth, O Lord God. You're the God, you're the Logos, God. You're the God that was in the beginning, O Lord God, and the Word was with you, Lord God, and the Word was you, O Lord God, and all things were made, God. They were made by you in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, O Lord God, by that Spirit that you have sent and died, hallelujah, Lord, sent your Son to die on Calvary, O Lord God, that you will send your Holy Spirit to come live and take residence up in our lives, O Lord God. We pray that the eyes of understanding of every believer, O Lord God, be enlightened, O Lord God, that the mighty, the almighty God lives with us, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. That tabernacle, Lord God, that you are tabernacling us inside of this body, O Lord God. Strengthen us, O Lord God. Make us aware, O Lord God, of what the Spirit that is inside of us, O Lord God. Lord God, we know that greater is he that is in us, which is that Holy Spirit, is greater than he that is in the world, O Lord God. Lord God, we're ready to move out, O Lord God. We're not going to stand here and die, Lord God. We're not going to be like the lepers, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, God, we need you, Lord God. Yes, sir, Lord God. We need you in a special way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, it seems, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the vaccination of those that are getting that had gotten vaccinated already, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray it, oh Lord God, because they got vaccinated, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that the outbreak is not killing on a catastrophic number, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we be careful, oh Lord God, of what we're doing, oh Lord God. Lord God, you said if any man lacks wisdom, oh Lord God, let him ask it of God, oh Lord God. So Lord God, we pray for wisdom, oh Lord God. We are still people, oh Lord God, sisters myself, oh Lord God, that just don't want the vaccination, oh Lord God, want to trust in your holy word, oh Lord God. You've been keeping us this far, Lord God, 60 years, 50 years, 40 years, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, Lord God, even the infants you are keeping, oh Lord God. You never failed us yet, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Not quite understanding, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, the press, oh Lord God. If it's of you, Lord God, Lord God, speak, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And speak to thy servants, oh Lord God. Speak to thy people, oh Lord God. Make it known, oh Lord God. Lord God, just have a spirit of desolation, oh Lord God. When it comes to that, oh Lord God, don't feel no unction, oh Lord God. Don't feel no prompting, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. My common sense, oh Lord God, is no good when it comes up to my life, oh Lord God, and comes up to serving you, Lord God, and to do something that there's so much confusion around, Lord God. Lord God, maybe there were so many people, so many lies, oh Lord God, over the government, oh Lord God, so many that were unsaved, oh Lord God, so many that has the lust of money in the eyes, oh Lord God, and they that are power hungry, oh Lord God, and they that don't care that much about your people, oh Lord God, trying to straighten things out, oh Lord God. We are in a chaotic situation, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So Lord God, we sow and put our hearts in the willow tree, oh Lord God, and we're not able to sing the songs of Zion, oh Lord God, like we desire, Lord God. Can't worship, oh Lord God, what we used to worship in, Lord God, and the way that we came into you, Lord God, to worship you, Lord God. Lord God, things are stagnated now, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So as we come, oh Lord God, to this hour of power prayer, Lord God, under the heading of the prayer, praise, deliverance ministry, Lord God. We are the circle of friends, oh Lord God, locking arms, coming before you, Lord God, asking you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we need a mighty move of your power, Lord God. We need a mighty move of your healing anointed, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. What must we do, oh Lord God, at this hour, Lord God, to usher in that mighty move, oh Lord God? God, we come this morning, Father, asking you, Lord God, to arise from your rest, oh Lord God, and to be blessed by our praises, oh Lord God, as we worship you, God, as we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, take care, oh Lord God, of this seesaw, Lord God, of emotions, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Outbreaks of pandemic, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. The pandemic, oh Lord God, just confusing, oh Lord God. It started out at one thing, oh Lord God, not as a split, oh Lord God, and Lord God, and that turned into four or five different strains of this type of flu, oh Lord God. Lord God, we come to you, Father, because we know, oh Lord God, that you are not the author of confusion, oh Lord God. Lord God, we call the Apostle Paul, Lord God, when he was troubled, oh Lord God, with that thorn in the flesh, oh Lord God, the messenger of Satan, oh Lord God, came, oh Lord God. Lord God, he sent you, oh God, he sought you, Lord God, as the circle of friends is seeking you now, oh Lord God. Lord God, you said then, oh Lord God, you're the Lord God, your word changes not, oh Lord God, you're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, and the last, oh Lord God. Lord God, you told him, oh Lord God, that your grace then, the grace now, is sufficient, oh Lord God. Lord God, your strength is made perfect in weakness, oh Lord God. Right now, Lord God, we want to rejoice in the God of our salvation, oh Lord God. We want to rejoice as we go through this infirmity, Lord God. We want to rejoice in you, Lord God, as we go through this pandemic, oh Lord God, that you would bring it to the end, oh Lord God. Lord God, our sins, oh Lord God, are nothing but noonday to you, oh Lord God. Move, oh Lord God, in a miraculous way today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, lives are dependent on you, Lord God. Lord God, it seems like it's the same now, Lord God, as it was in the days of Noah, Lord God. Their marriage, they're wanting to get back to marriages, oh Lord God. their drinking, Lord God, giving and taking, oh Lord God, until the day that they enter into the ark, oh Lord God. We at the time of this year, Lord God, when they were sizing up, oh Lord God, to destroy, Lord God, your son, oh God. You're the owner of this vineyard, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. When they're crying out, crucify him, oh Lord God. The same then is the same now, God. But we come into your house, oh Lord God. We come into your presence, oh Lord God, with uplifted hands, oh Lord God. Our mouths filled with praise, oh Lord God. We came to bless you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, because you've been good to us, oh Lord God. You have been good to our children, oh Lord God. Have given us houses, oh Lord God, that our parents did not have, oh Lord God. You have given us money, oh Lord God, that they have not seen, oh Lord God, in their lifetime, oh Lord God. So God, we thank you, God. And we praise you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. That's going in, oh Lord God, for operations, oh Lord God. Those that are in the hospital, oh Lord God. Lord God, in the nursing home, oh Lord God. Even those that are transitioning, some of them in hospice, God. Lord God, show yourself strong, oh Lord God, because the earth is the Lord, Bamakayosia, and the fullness thereof, oh Lord God, and they that dwell therein, oh Lord God. You're the God that established this whole thing upon the blood, oh Lord God. You spoke and it was so, Lord God. You spoke and it was so. And when you saw it, oh Lord God, you said it was good, oh Lord God. It started at the evening and the morning. That was the first day, God. So, Lord God, you're the same God that's able to keep your promises for thousands of generations, oh Lord God. And as we go on further in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, here in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have come into this house together in your name to worship you. We have come into this house and to this hour of power prayer and gathered in your name to worship you. We have come into this house and gathered in your name to worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Just forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You have the scriptures, God, of the week. Thank you, Lord God. Put it here. You want the headset in the hearing. I can put it here either way.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes, Lord. All right. Yes. Grace, mercy, and peace unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We do honor our Lord Jesus Christ this morning and our wonderful pastor, Pastor Darlene Bundage, and all of the saints of the Most High God, the ministry, the clergy, that's on this line. We do thank God for you all. We love you all. And the mighty name of Jesus, and we're going to read our scripture of the week. Our scripture of the week is taken from Psalms 33 and the 12th verse. And it reads like this: Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for the reading of this word, and we ask God to bless the doers as well as the hearers. And as we read this verse, it's so important. It says, Blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. And when I read that portion of the scripture, this reminds me of America. I'm thinking of America. I'm thinking of how far America has come from its principles, its Judeo-Christian principles of serving the Lord. When we consider the laws that have passed, that's okay. They're saying it's all right for same-sex people, individuals to marry. We've gotten off of the mark. When we see that they're aborting babies in the millions, we know we've gotten off the holy mark. So our prayer is that our nation would return to the Lord. The word of God gives to know in 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I know it's familiar to all of us. He says, if my people who are called by my name shall just humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, then I'll forgive their sins, then I'll heal the land. But we got to continue to pray, saints. I know many of you have been praying, and we're going to continue to pray as well. But we got to intercede because we know God's word never fails. God lets us know, I believe it's in the book of James, that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. So we're going to pray that some of these demonic laws would be reversed and that God would get the glory in all of our lives. And we are praying that the powers of darkness would be broken in the lives of the people, and the people will begin to receive Jesus. And we know that even in the social unrest that's going on in our nation, it's not a black and white thing, it's a sin thing. I believe Jeremiah said that the condition of the heart is desperately wicked. We've got to pray that people get a change of heart, that they truly give their lives over to the Lord, that they repent. So our prayer should be this morning, dealing with repentance globally for all nations, Africa, Israel, the European nations, all the nations on the globe. We must continue to intercede that the people would turn back to the Lord. So we truly love you all, and we are praying that we continue to fast. You know, the Bible lets us know that some things don't come out but by fasting and praying, y'all. So not only must we pray, but we must fast. We must consecrate. We must truly, truly give our hearts totally and fully to the Lord. And we're going to pray that God's word would have preeminence over the whole earth in the name of Jesus. We love you all. Stay encouraged. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the wrong phone. That's the phone coming. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
God, we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he had sat, his disciples came on to him. And he opened his mouth, and he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. He said, Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. He said, Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst as fast enough for righteousness' sake, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Hallelujah. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which do. Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when when man shall revile you and persecute you and speak all manner evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Amen. Hallelujah. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So persecuted they the prophets which were before you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Hallelujah to God. I want to welcome you again to the broadcast. I want to encourage you. Hallelujah to God, to be encouraged at this time. This is nothing but an uphill battle. This could be like the battle of Gideon's, with Gideon's army. Hallelujah to God. It's just a battle, and the Lord's going to bring us through. Hallelujah to God. Just stay faithful to God. I want to encourage you. Sometimes you have two phones. If you're calling on two phones, and if you open up in the same house, we start to get that echoing sound, and it begins to disturb in the broadcast. And if you have radio on or TV on, hallelujah to God, or just left something in another room playing, because we will come at this time to worship God. This is a serious time. I tell you, some prayer requests comes in, it be very serious. I just want to tell you something that happened on Sunday, and we're going to turn this to Pastor Dolly and see what we have here. On Sunday, a lady came to the church. Her family was coming to the church, and they were there. They're people of the pastor's family, hallelujah to God. But the mother never walked. In the midst of a service, hallelujah to God, she came to the altar, and she had a wheelchair. They had to pick up, put her in the wheelchair. She wasn't walking. And as she was standing there, they carried up there to the altar, and as the pastor held her hand, oh Lord God, Spirit of God just straightened up her back, and she started walking. Amen. And you have to get excited about people that get miracles. Yes. She turned around, and she there was a lot of them there, and she said, look at me, I'm walking. Yes. It broke the her son-in-law's heart. She said, Pastor, when talked to her, said, she never walked. Yes. God is still working miracles. At this time, hallelujah. He's still on our side. He's straightening this truth. Hallelujah to God. We're going to go to Pastor Dolly and see what she has for us. Hallelujah to God. And as we move on in this hour of power of prayer, we thank you, Pastor Dolly. Hallelujah.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's good to be here once again. And I am so grateful for the love that each and every one of us has for each other and the love that we have for our God. And what he wants us to do is continue to come together. And so I'm grateful for that. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Evangelist Lynn and Apostle Horsley, for the words that you have spoken today to encourage us. Mm-hmm. And just thinking of the fact that there's so many things going on around the world and in our lives. This morning, mm-hmm. I just want to put out there that we have a spirit of discernment. We cannot mm-hmm. accept everything that we hear. We have to ask the Lord to lead us in everything. The spirit of discernment is so key and so important because there are so many deceptive things that are in the world. So many, the Satan himself is a spirit. He has a spirit of deception. He's a deceiver. So we have to be able to discern. The Lord wants us to consider all things and hold fast that which is good. So we thank God for drawing us to him. And as we draw to him, and as Sister Evangelist Lynn was saying, we need to fast sometime. In fact, we did send out the information for the fast that we'll be starting on the, I think it's the 7th. Let me see what day is that, of March. Yeah, yeah. So we'll start today fast. And
April.
Yeah. I'm sorry, we're April, yeah. I'm going backwards. Yeah, that's so the 7th right. day of April, 7 days, mm-hmm. I mean 3 days. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and we encourage you to decide on which fast that you want to do or can do. You don't have to do the 3 days. You can do 1, 2, or 3, and there are different types of fasts. So depending on what you have going on in your life and in your body, you can just decide which way you want to go with that fast. So we are thanking God today for the opportunity to do another fast. And actually, the scriptures that we're going to be using, thank our pastor Scholastica for providing this for us. And Jeremiah 30:17 says, for I will restore health to thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound, said the Lord, because thou may call thee outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. And then Joel 2, verses 25 through 26 says, "And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed." So we're thanking God for this time of fasting and prayer. And so just everybody, you know, you're invited to fast with us, to be in prayer. Mm-hmm. While we're fasting, you pray, you read the word, you find out what God wants you to do. And so we're believing on restoration of anything and everything broken in our lives, personal and family-wise, but there's nothing impossible with our God. This is our thing for this upcoming. So just want to pray that we have that spirit of discernment while we're fasting. Ask God to help us to be more aware of the spiritual things. You know, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against wickedness in high places, these powers of darkness. And so we have to have the Lord God Almighty totally leading us and guiding us. So just follow God, what he wants us to do, and see him do work. And I also want to put my sister Rosalyn on the prayer request list. She has a doctor's appointment today, and we believe for a positive report for her. So we're praying for Rosalyn. We want to keep our brother Roderick in prayer. Mm-hmm. He needs Jesus, and we want him to be healed too. So the main thing is for salvation for him. And, of course, we're all praying for our family members who do not know Jesus as Savior. Mm-hmm. So let's keep that in mind as we go through this year. Amen.
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 Yes, Lord.
Amen. 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 We thank you. We thank you. Yes, we do.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Said well. Well, at this time, we want to get the names of the people that are here. We have a prayer request. We'll take that now. And we have about the quarter to go. And we want to worship God so much also. So the lines are open at this time.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys calling this morning. Good morning, Saints. I'm here in Florida with my mom. She's in hospice. And I just want her prayers because my mom is telling us that she's ready to go home and she didn't want to let either of us go. I couldn't down here to help make her transition as smooth as possible without minimal pain, with no pain at all and stuff. And so just want your prayers because it seems like it's just a little hard for me to do, you know, let go. But any prayer for me for spiritual direction and my brother and my sister and strength. And just pray for me right now at this moment. Just pray for me and my family and my mother's transition. Thank you.
What part of Florida are you in?
Please hold on.
I'm in trouble on the land here. Okay. It stopped the static now. Okay, we'll continue.
Amen.
Amen. Is someone else?
Okay. Morning, Marcia.
Good morning. Back to Atlanta.
Okay, whoever was just we're not sure what to say.
Good morning, this is Lois.
Good morning, it's Lois.
Good morning, this is Sister Mary, and I'm just so glad to be among my brothers this morning and just seeking a prayer and for some circumstances that I'm going through this morning, and I thank God for each of you this morning. Good to hear everybody's voice.
So it's good, Sister Mary. I see that you're getting stronger and stronger. I hear you on the broadcast. And God's blessing you. I'm glad that it's Thursday, because I see that you're getting strong in your spirit and you're doing better than you were a few weeks ago. A month ago, I just hear on the prayer line. That's why I got a mint in my mouth. Now I see that you're getting strong and strong, so you keep holding on to God. Don't change his hand. God is with and miracle is so great. Hallelujah. And we continue to pray for you.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of times we can't see ourselves, but we can see other people. Hallelujah, God. And I know that you're getting stronger. It's all in your voice and everything. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You have someone else?
Good morning. Scholastica is here, listening and in agreement.
Amen. Hallelujah.
This is Linda. Morning, I'm listening.
Good morning. Amen. Yes, we hallelujah to God. We to go up before the Lord now.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Gladys, and then I wanted to know if you the things y'all heard me when all the static was going on about prayer for my mom.
Yes, we got your information, Sister Gladys. We sure did. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Amen.
Amen. We want to pray for America
and all the nations.
Okay. I think we turn
good morning, this is Yvonne.
Good morning, Sister Master.
I want to pray for my sister Marie. She had a teeth pulled, and they got to do some more stuff to her. So I want to keep her in prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Anyone have a testimony this morning? Amen. We thank God. Want to pray. I need God to. I was talking to the Lord for an answer. I lost some money, and it was very strange how I lost the money, and it shouldn't have got lost concerning the things that were there. The fact that it was a sizable amount of money, it got lost, but it was very strange that it disappeared like that. And I'm sorting the Lord for an answer. If the money don't come back, it could have got lost because maybe God wanted to, somebody needed it. But I'm concerned about how. Because in one sense, God could do what he wanted to do. In one sense, God could be speaking very clearly for me not to do what I was going to do with the money. And he's speaking that way. Sometimes God just stops things to get your attention, just as this pandemic is here. It doesn't seem like it wants to move, and it's already gone into the resurrection. Sometimes you have to come to the saints of God, and you have to talk. You know, I just want to know. You might not say nothing, but I'm putting it out there. Thank God for that. Is there anyone else? Hallelujah, God. Well, we have the prayer requests. Pastor Don, you want to read the requests and pray for the requests and I'm sort of pressed to run out of God's side, but I have to get prepared to go into a little bit early here. And we want to pray for the prayer request, set ourselves in agreement. If you want to read the prayer request and just take the rest of the broadcast, you're able to do so for me, please.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We're going to be praying for Roz when he has about this appointment. Good report on that appointment, Roderick, healing. We're praying for Travis's mother. We're going to pray for Sister Grace for the circumstances of losing Anthony. And we want to pray for Sister Marie, who's school and then other things that need to happen for her. God, to give a question about this lost mic. Pray for each other. Pray for the nation. Amen. All right, so let us pray. Let's come together and pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, God, because you are God and God alone.
Yes,
there is nothing that you do, God. We thank you, God. And the Spirit and the Spirit of God. Without you, Lord, we are nothing. God, we don't know what we pray that the healing spirit will heal and bind today for all things good and perfect come from you. And I'm muting the lines because that noise is just too unbearable and we really can't hear much, so I've muted all the lines. So, Lord, we just continue to pray and thank you, God, for all that you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Thank you, Lord, today for all the blessings of the Lord that come upon your people. We thank you, God, today that the blessings of the Lord make us rich and add no sorrow to it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, today that the next time we come to the line that we won't have any issues, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh God. We bind up every interfering enemy, oh God, that would try to stop us from what we're doing. We will press forward no matter what, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, as we go through this day, God, help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord, as we prepare for our fast next week, Lord. We pray that we will be ready, oh God, to listen to your voice, oh God, to hear what you're saying, God, to be ready to just make changes in our lives as necessary, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just decree and declare that we are all covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we walk by faith and not by sight. And the blessings of the Lord is making us rich and adding no sorrow to it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, today for unity in our homes, God. In the name of Jesus, unity in our government, oh God. Lord, I do bind up the spirit of Cain, that murdering demon across this nation, in the name of Jesus and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray and loose the spirit of peace, Lord. Let the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep us all in perfect peace while our eyes are stayed on thee, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I praise you. I say hallelujah and amen. It is so. Praise the Lord. So as we're about to leave, I thank everyone who has made it to the prayer line. I thank God for everyone who has lifted up your voice to the King. Those who are silent, we appreciate you being here. We're just glad that you come to help to do the work. Even though we may not hear your voice, we know that you're here to help out with what God is doing, because if you're here to do something else, then God help you, because he will take care of whatever it is that you have that may not be good in your heart. So I make a declaration this morning for every sister and brother in Christ that every evil and wicked word, every evil spoken word that has been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass. Father, we thank you that you send it back to the sender. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I decree that we will continue to cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. We delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. So let us all rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hind feet, and he will make us to walk upon those high places. So as we go today, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you will continue to share the love of God with every person that you meet. And may the favor of God and man be with you everywhere you go. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD, second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.